This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has given his first speech since being projected the winner over U.S. President Donald Trump following a tough campaign. Speaking at a socially distanced drive-in rally in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, the president-elect said he was humbled by the trust and confidence that people have placed in him.
Tonight, we're seeing all over this nation, all cities and all parts of the country, indeed across the world, an outpouring of joy, of hope, renewed faith in tomorrow, bring a better day.
Biden said his presidency will be about rebuilding America and called it the honor of his lifetime to be supported by more than 74 million voters. Biden appealed to Trump voters and said it's time to put away harsh rhetoric, lower the temperature, and see one another again. The nationwide AP Vote cast survey has found that Biden voters and Trump voters had very different visions of the country and who should be its leader. We get those details from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Biden voters surveyed by AP Votecast saw a nation in chaos and void in presidential leadership. While Trump supporters believed the economy was roaring back to health and the president was delivering on the dramatic political change he campaigned on 4 years ago. But Biden flipped the industrial states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin by securing core Democratic groups. He won 55% of women nationwide, 56% of voters under 45, and 90% of black voters. Biden also led among moderate voters with 61% and outpaced Trump in the suburbs, 54-44. In urban areas, Biden won roughly two-thirds. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News.